Good morning, beloved. Our passage today is in Luke chapter 42. When the Lord had spoken to Job, Job then answered the Lord and said, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak. I will question you, and you make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." There is a contentedness in repenting. There is great freedom in actually saying there are things above me and beyond me. In Psalm 131, the psalmist is able to be like a weaned child. A child that is no longer fretful or fearful, but that is contented in its mother's arms. We are praying for the people of Djibouti today to know the steadfast love of our Heavenly Father, to know the redeeming grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to know the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So God, we lift up this country on the opposite side of the world that enjoys a sense of peace due to the military presence of the French and other Western powers. But we are asking that the spiritual joy that comes from knowing Christ would issue forth among the nation that is proportionately not inclined to give glory and honor to the Triune God on Sunday mornings. We're asking for those who lack water, arable land, and natural resources to know that there is a kingdom that cannot be shaken, to be sure that just as good things may be deprived of them in this life, you are good and you do good. And therefore, with Job, we might be able to say, we had heard of you, but now by faith we behold you. And then beholding you, we would be free. We ask that you, faithful Savior, would manifest the unity of the body of Christ and a clear gospel that impacts the famine, the fat consumption, which is a drug consuming unemployment. And we ask that you would grant new life through a Somali Bible. Please, Savior, hear our prayers, for we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.